temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Setting the over-under for Skeen strikeouts tonight. He's going to pitch one inning at 1.5. You going over? You going under? Now, this is not surprising at all. Pittsburgh audience going over on Paul Skeen's 1.5 strikeouts. What do you think, Dor?
Over.
I'm going over. This guy's got a flair, man. He got a flair.
I think he's
going to
strike out Judge for the third.
It'd be sick.
Or for the second.
You know what, dude?
What, Callis? What?
What happened, Callis?
You said Judge, he's not batting in the top three. You think he's going to go 1-2-3?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, it's possible he faces Judge. Try to keep up, right. Callis. Yeah.
I think somebody gets a hit. Maybe it's Kwan or Soto. Then I think he strikes out two. And then he gets another out.
I don't want anybody to earn anything. My ideal situation, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want Skeen's first pitch all gassed up to hit Kwan in the ass at like 103.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone goes, oh my God, look how hard he throws. Now Kwan's on first, but he didn't walk or anything. And then Skeen strikes out the next three dudes, including Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we talk about from now until Friday
because
it looks so beautiful. Andrew Destin, he works for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He is there at the All-Star Game in Dallas. He's going to join us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years, as he talked to a whole bunch of AL stars to get their thoughts on Paul Skeens. But we don't yet have him at this point. You can text us, brought to you by Eggers, Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Over under 5 minutes of conversation in the run-up about Paul Skeens and his warm-up routine. They're going to spend a lot of time on that, I think.
Over, yeah.
Just a ton of time.
I think that they're going to dedicate like a half hour before the game just to him.
Yes, I agree.
And it's going to be everything. It's going to be they're going to show college clips. They're going to show even him maybe, you know what, there's one. We should have did an odds and ends today, but I think they're going to show one of him at the plate hitting, of saying, like, look how versatile he was in college. Like, he can actually hit the ball too. We maybe see this maybe later on in his career, maybe not, but he is just such a phenom. Look how he warms up. He's throwing a football, and I think they go into everything that has led him to this point.
It's going
to
be like porn for Pirates fans.
Yep.
It really is. And I think it'll be the, like you said, the half hour lead up, and it takes forever for them to announce the teams too. But aside from that, the run up is going to be all Skeens. And then if he does what we all think he can do, they're probably going to interview him during the game, and it's just going to be a total Skeens fest. We are joined right now by Andrew Destin, Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, his maiden voyage here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Andrew. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, me guys. Thanks for having me, Adam and Doran. It's a pleasure to meet you guys over the Zoom or whatever you want to call it here from Texas. It's I'm glad I'm in the AC for right now, and I'm sure Paul would feel the same way when he's pitching here tonight.
First of all, I didn't know what you look like, so
me neither.
Hi, nice to
yes.
nice to meet you, Andrew Destin. We're not going to call you Destiny's Child or anything like that. So you canvassed a bunch of these AL stars. What did you take away from your conversations with those guys and what they had to say about Skeens?
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest takeaway, first off, was chatting with Aaron Judge. The onus is going to fall on the three guys ahead of him. Somebody's going to have to get on base for him to get his shot. And I think he wasn't terribly shy about saying as much, which, you know, you can point to Major League Baseball, whoever it is, for him being in the four hole instead of batting three or two or something like that. But, you know, I think the biggest takeaway was just, hey, these guys are all excited to face him. Nobody in that top three has ever faced him. Juan Soto was talking about the fastball. Stephen Kwan was talking about, hey, you know, maybe I have to take one for the team, hit, you know, get hit by a pitch, jump in front of it. So it was funny. It was serious. It was guys who are curious. It was every emotion it felt like that, you know, a pro athlete should have about facing a guy who's arguably the best pitcher in the world right now.
Do you get the feeling that he's garnered the respect of the highest of the highs players in Major League Baseball from being around some of these guys, talking to some of these guys? Do you think that he's garnered that initial respect of being who he is and being in the All-Star game? Paul Skeens, who I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, honestly, it dates before that. I mean, Gunnar Henderson had a great quote where he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't have a great scouting report on the guy, but I don't need to. I've seen him on MLB Network every day the last 2 weeks. Like, these guys are already amply aware of who he is, but the respect is certainly there. Bryce Harper said as much to me when I was asking him. He was like, yeah, I hope that I see him. We face off against each other for the next 10 to 15 years. You know, Aaron Judge said, this isn't going to be, you know, it's cool that I might get to face him in his first start in an All-Star game, but he's probably going to get multiple of them, right? So these guys, they certainly already have gained a lot of respect for him, and I think it would be hard not to. I think maybe this is just me speculating, but I think part of it, too, is the way that he's carried himself, right? Like, somebody could come in, and I'm not saying that this is, you know, some big epidemic in other sports, but it'd be really easy for a guy to come in and say, hey, this is easy. You know, I can throw 102 miles an hour. I can strike everybody out. I have a sub-2 ERA. This is really easy. Everything's coming easy to me. And, you know, Skeens does not handle himself like that. And I think in a sport like baseball especially, where you're trying to toe that line between you know, growing the game, advancing it, trying to get out of those traditions, but also still being rooted in this is how things are done and respect for your elders and respect for how the game has been played. I think Skeens has done a tremendous job of toeing that line, and I think that's not lost on his contemporaries.
I am paraphrasing here, but I heard Greg Brown interview Skeens after he was pulled from that no-hitter. And he said, are you thinking about the All-Star game? Are you excited about the All-Star game? And again, paraphrasing, Skeens said something along the lines of, I'm just thinking about how to improve for my next start. And he says it in a way where you believe him. Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette, Pirates beat writer, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. He's live at the MLB All-Star game. Have you noticed Skeens at all? Because you've been around him here in Pittsburgh. Have you noticed him? Is he smiling? Is he showing any more effervescence? Like, how is Paul Skeens, in your opinion, taking all of this in?
I think that's exactly it. It's taking all of it in. It's coming up to the podium at Globe Life Field, and, you know, he's kind of looking around, looks up to the left, to the right, taking it all in, chatting it up with guys. One thing that I noticed, you know, I was trying my best to keep eyes on him during the Home Run Derby is, you know, he's sitting there chatting up with Tyler Glass now. He's bouncing around talking to different pitchers. One thing that he said was going to be what he was most curious about, and I think, to, you know, your guys' point about him being serious about, hey, I'm looking forward to the next start. You know, he was really curious about, hey, I want to learn from these other pitchers. I want to pick the brains of some of the best guys in the business who have stuck around for a long time. Those were not, you know, false words just based on seeing him chatting up with Glass now and some of these other guys. So I think that's really serious to him. I think he viewed this. It's kind of funny. I almost said this to one of my parents. I was like, yeah, it's kind of like a guy taking advantage of a networking event where you're just kind of bouncing around, learning from different people. Not that Paul Skeens necessarily needs to, but hey, it's a setting where you're around some of the most talented players in the game. This is a guy who doesn't want to be the next Dwight Gooden, where you have a tremendous start to your career and then it falls off after 5 or 6 years because the velocity trickles down or something like that. Like, this guy wants to be great. He wants to stay consistent. He wants to stay elite. And I think the process is there. I think he certainly has taken that very seriously.
Well, let's get your prediction, Andrew. How do you think this first inning is going to go for our guy, Paul Skenes? How do you see it panning out for him after this first inning tonight is over?
Ooh, putting me on the spot. I think we're going to see him face Aaron Judge. I think somebody's going to get aboard, whether that's a walk, whether that's a flare to the opposite field from Stephen Kwan or Gunnar Henderson or something like that. Like, you know, Juan Soto obviously is excellent. He draws a million walks. I think one of those guys gets on, and then Judge comes up. We get the big made-for-TV moment that we're all looking for. There, it's a little bit out of my hands, but I would say that Judge comes up with somebody on, two out, and I'll say that he flies out to deep left field. I think that's how we see this one go, and that's the first inning. So that's my bold prediction, if you want to call it that.
Not to stray too far from the All-Star game here, but Pirates are at 500. They are a game and a half now out of a playoff spot, and the trade deadline is fast approaching. Do you think they'll get something done between now and the trade deadline, and what might that look like in your eyes?
You know, it's interesting, Adam, because since the last time I was asked this question, a lot has changed. You know, they swept the White Sox. They took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. And before that, I was pretty steadfast about what I had been hearing and what I've been talking about with people around the industry of, you know, Aroldis Chapman would be a prime candidate to be moved if they were 5 or 6 games under 500 going into the deadline. If they keep this up, I see no way that they don't add. That being said, is it probably going to be some smaller moves? Yeah, for sure. I mean, some guys that personally, if I'm, you know, creating a Christmas wish list, I would look at a guy like Tommy Pham on a short rental deal would be a nice outfielder that you could plug in there. I know he's kind of a mercurial guy with the background with fantasy football and all that stuff, but like, he would make a good deal of sense in the outfield there. I wouldn't be surprised if they could pursue a corner infielder, somebody who could complement what Rowdy Tellez has done, who could give Ke'Bryan Hayes, you know, a day or two. As much as Jared Triolo is a plus defender, I'd think they could pursue a corner infielder. But the biggest need for me is an outfield bat. I think the starting pitching is going to be in an okay spot, even with Jones being out for as long as until August or September. So I don't know. I view it as, hey, go get an outfield bat if you want. Do not mortgage your future. This team is 500. I personally don't believe it as a true serious World Series threat. There's 3 teams in the National League that are, in the Brewers, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. So go for it, by all means, add, but don't do anything like give up a Bubba Chandler, give up another one of your top prospects. Like, to me, that has to be non-negotiable, unless it's a player who you have 2-3 years of club control that becomes a new, you know, club cornerstone for you, whoever that may be.
Andrew Destin.
There he is.
Very good. That's a good performance your first time. We appreciate you coming on. Enjoy yourself tonight, man. I mean, this has got to be really cool for you, too. And with the Pirates really being at the epicenter of the baseball universe, which means you are at the epicenter of the baseball universe. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you all having me.
Take care.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew Destin.
There he goes.
Nice young man.
Yes, he is.
Tommy Pham doesn't move the needle for me.
I forgot he was the guy within the whole fantasy football debacle, right? That fight?
That's right.
Was he the one who threw the punch or got punched?
I think he slapped a teammate, yeah.
Or slapped him, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was not quite the pinch that got callous detention in middle school, but it was a slap.
It was a slap.
Which is also fairly, not even fair, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Speaking of disrespect, I think inadvertently we've been disrespecting some guys. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll react to some of what Andrew Destin had to say about the All-Star game and the deadline. You can text us, tweet us, call us, 412-928-9370. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid.
So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And protection. Paul Skeens tonight, 8 o'clock, first pitch, NLVAL. And we've been saying that Bruce Bochy really screwed the pooch by batting Aaron Judge fourth, not guaranteeing the matchup that everybody wants to see, which is the best pitcher, the best power pitcher in the sport, and Paul Skeens going against the best power hitter in the sport in Aaron Judge. But I think that we've kind of undersold the three guys he's definitely going to face. Like, Stephen Kwan's hitting 352.
Who?
Like you don't hit 352 anymore. You don't. There are very few people. Venturing a guess, because we looked at this a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to guess there's probably not 10 guys in the sport hitting 300 or better.
No, there was 11, I think, last month.
Okay.
So you're probably right around there. I don't see it's better than 11 right now. I think it's probably less. So you're probably exactly
man,
right.
Man, and this guy's hitting 352. So there's a good challenge right off the shoot, a guy who's got an on-base percentage of 407. Then you face Gunnar Henderson, who has hit 28 homers this year, and he's got an OPS of 956. And then it's Juan Soto, who's having an all-star season. Well, they all are. Who's having a great season in his own right, 23 homers and an OPS of 985. So, yeah, you want to see Judge. Maybe because we've just talked about how good each of those guys are, you will see Judge. But even if you don't, If you don't, that's hella impressive that he gets through it unscathed. One, two, three. Those three dudes, I don't want to undersell any of them because they're special players too.
I mean, didn't he do with Betts, Otani, and Freeman whenever they played the Dodgers?
Oh, man.
So it's not like this is the thing about him. Is like, it's not like he hasn't seen the top of the top before this season within just a short amount of time. So it could really go either way. I see what you're saying. Like, let's not undersell who the top three guys are automatically. But I am not going to undersell that he couldn't strike all the three of those guys out, too. Like, I mean, he's shown, basically. I mean, right?
And if he does, it's incredibly impressive. But I don't think it surprises anybody.
Mm-mm.
Like, it would be much more surprising if someone barrels him up. And I realize he's given up a couple of leadoff home runs. But I would be surprised based on this guy as a meter of the moment. I would be surprised if someone really gets a beat on him.
I mean, it's funny because I know how professional athletes are. I know how NFL athletes are, but baseball players are on a whole nother level money-wise. I guarantee there's some major bets going on in that AL clubhouse.
Well, they just be careful. Be careful with the betting here, folks.
No, I mean, within each other. Like, all right, like, who's going to get – if whoever hits a home run off of this guy, we're going to – hey, you get a – I'll buy you a trip to Turks and Caicos or something.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's happening.
Oh, no doubt about that.
For sure.
That's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been saying it a million times, but I can't wait to see the reaction of the guys on the bench who are seeing this all happen in real time. Like, oh, that's what 102 looks like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the splinker? And Stephen Kwan looking crazy? Your recall, man, really good. So, Skeens against the Dodgers. And this was, what was the date on this puppy? Doesn't matter.
That was end of May?
Yeah, one of his first few starts. First inning. Mookie Betts, pretty good. Strikes out swinging.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani, pretty good. Strikes out swinging. And then Freddie Freeman, pretty good. Flies out to right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an all-star lineup right there. And that was one of his lesser performances, really. But to lead things off, he dominated those guys. It's not like they're not looking at scouting reports. If you can mow through that top of the order, yes, you can get through this too,
you
man.
You can get through anything.
That's going to be one of those like watermarks in my mind's eye forever. Is Skeens going fastball, 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 and Ohtani swinging through all of them. And then his next at-bat, he swung through two. And I think that Skeens was asking for it a little bit. You're going to throw it a sixth time.
Right.
I think if he threw anything else there,
got him.
It would have made him look like he would have looked silly. Anything else, he would have looked, he was so out in front of those things. All right, when we come back, I did want to react to some of what Andrew Destin had to say, including if the Pirates are in it. Here's the quote from Destin, who's in and around. He's around this team every single day. He said, if the Pirates are in it at the deadline, no way they don't add. And he threw out a hypothetical. So we'll get to that coming up next. We'll give our full-on predictions of what Skeens is going to do tonight as well. We got social media's biggest loser coming up in the next segment, and it's a good one. There's actually two candidates. One, our intrepid producer, Callis, was tweeting about yesterday. And, Callis, I didn't tell you this, and we'll get more into it in the last segment, but it actually, you made me laugh out loud. You did. Usually when I see you pop up on Twitter, what is Cal? Come on, man. No, this one made me laugh. So we'll get into that coming up in the final segment. Andrew Destin, Pirates beat writer, joined us to start off the hour. He's at the All-Star game in the Dallas area. And he said a week ago, when asked about the Pirates at the trade deadline, he was looking at them as potentially sellers. And getting rid of Aroldis Chapman, seeing if there might be takers for Martin Perez. He said now he thinks if they're in this thing, quote, there's no way they don't buy, end quote. And how long did we talk about this? If you're this team, you need to force Ben Sherrington's hand. And at least now to this point, they have. Being at 500 at the break, I think, is a really big deal. And they were 5.5 out of the wild card. That thing could have gone off the deep end. If they go to Milwaukee and do what they usually have happen in Milwaukee. If they go to Chicago and only win 2 out of 3, and you go 3-3 down the stretch instead of 5-1. I hope that it continues. I think that they'll at least tread water until the deadline. But at this point, it seems like they played their way into forcing their general manager's hand. Let's go.
Forcing their hand, yeah, that's one thing. But as we've been talking about for weeks now, it's like what type of player, what caliber player? Like I don't think it's forcing their hand and getting a big-time name. Not a rental, but a guy like the names we've been kind of just pushing out there. So, like, will that make them better is my question. Or will it just be taking up another spot? Like, are you trading for an outfielder and getting another Michael A. Taylor?
Right.
Like, that's kind of...
Like, Tommy Pham is the name he threw out there, and, right. And that guy just... He doesn't do it for me. He's 2% better than league average. He's got a 706 OPS. Unfortunately, that would represent an upgrade, but he's 36 years old. He's got kind of that checkered past. That doesn't do it.
No.
Now, Brent Rooker, who's hit 21 homers, who hit 30 last year, that would do it for me. Or Taylor Ward, I think that, from a power perspective, is a sizable upgrade. Tommy Pham's hit 6 home runs.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. He's hit 4 home runs in 60 games.
Mm.
No thank you. No thank you. So, force their hand even more. They, I think, probably view this internally, just educated guess here, as probably the year before the real window. So why not bolster this year's team and add a piece now? So that you don't have to compete with other teams. Well, you're going to be competing with teams now, but so that you don't have to add one during free agency.
Right.
Like, if you get a Taylor Ward, or you get a J.J. Bleda, or you get a Brent Rooker, these are all guys that can help bolster your playoff opportunity this year. And then also, that's filled a hole next year, so you don't have to plug it in the offseason.
Right.
Like, that's what makes sense to me. And I'd be willing for a Brent Rooker to give up a big-time pitching prospect, honestly, for a guy that could hit 40 home runs this year,
mm-hmm.
or at least flirt with that number, get up to 35, hit 15 homers for you down the stretch. I'd give up a Solomato for that. I don't know if I'd give up a Bubba Chandler, but I'd give up a Solomato if it would cost that. Someone who can be here for now, who can also be a middle-of-the-lineup hitter for you the next couple of years. Like, it just makes too much sense. Now, the price on these guys is going to be high, because I'm sure there are a lot of other organizations looking at a Brent Rooker that say, this guy makes a ton of sense for us. But I'd be willing to overpay if it's not a rental. If it's a rental, I don't even know if I would bother with it.
I mean, how many teams are you really playing ball with right now? Like 3 or 4? A little bit more than that. I mean, because everybody else is kind of in the same boat.
Everyone.
And you got the A's, you have the Marlins, you have what? Maybe the Angels?
I mean, that are sellers?
Yes.
Not a lot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as sellers are concerned, there's like none.
There's none.
There's Washington might now be in the sellers camp, I was reading. You could make a baseball trade with a contender. Maybe they need a reliever and they've got an extra bat or something like that. You could part from a Aroldis Chapman or a Luis Ortiz. Okay. But as far as real pure sellers, there's not many.
Mm-mm.
The A's, the Angels, not many.
Mm-mm.
Not many. So the prices are going to be high.
That's what makes this very unique this year, too. You know, alongside of everybody being in the same boat, it does make it hard to go and get somebody because you are that middling team that could be, but usually there's only a couple of you. You know, that's what makes this so interesting because there's not many teams that you can approach that aren't in the same boat as you.
I mean, really only Washington, Colorado, and Miami are out of it. And even Washington's on the periphery just 6 games back, and that's in the NL. And then in the AL, Detroit, Texas, Toronto, LA, Oakland, and Chicago. So there's more sellers from the AL side of things. I don't think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to happen. I was kicking this around in my gourd a little bit last night. Like the Cardinals, they have a minus 38 run differential. They are significantly flawed. They were bad last year, and you know they're not used to being bad. So I think it could go either one of two ways. Either they're like, we ain't going to be bad again, and we're going to bolster this in a weak NL, or I wonder if they have a realistic viewpoint of themselves and think, man, I don't know that we're that good. Whereas the Pirates, like, you have an opportunity to really kick open the window here for this next 4 or 5 years when you've got Skeens, Keller, and Jones, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see, like, the Mets. The Mets are in the same exact position, I think, where they really thought they could be good, then they were so bad for so long, and now they're in this thing, and you got Pete Alonso. Like, are you going to hold on to Pete Alonso, or are you going to trade Pete Alonso? If they do trade him, I hope they send him to a team that's already really, really good and not one that's in the midst of this wild card race.
Mm-hmm.
But if they, like, I would love for them to sell that. I don't think the Pirates would be invested in even a 50-home run guy that's a rental, because you're just not going to pay him. You're not going to keep him around in black and yellow for the next few years. But if they could move a guy like that because they just feel like they have to, or else they're going to not get anything for him, that would weaken their position. I think they got a shot, though, man. Like, we talked to Zangrilli yesterday, and he's like, they got a 0% chance to make the playoffs.
I wouldn't go that far.
I give him like a 25%. I think they're going to make it.
I just hope it's not all for naught. Like, I hope they could ride the momentum that they've created into this All-Star break and carry it out. Now, I know that it's a tough battle. It's an uphill climb, and especially the back-to-back series you have with the Phillies and the Cardinals. But if you could figure out a way to even, split those, I guess, or even come out on top of those, like, then you're cooking.
If you go 500 by just the rest of the way until the deadline, you're buying.
Yes.
You're absolutely buying. I am intrigued. Like, was it hard to get up after the bye week? Because I think
it all depends.
Yeah.
It all depends. It's hit or miss. But I feel like with the Pirates, they have something that they can hang their hat on. And as crazy as it sounds, it is the guy that's starting on the mound tonight. Like, they're all going to kick back and just be rooting for their guy. And you kind of hit the reset button, but know that your guy's out there and he's one of the best. Like, it's like, all right, like, we got to figure this out, man. Because look at this guy. He's representing us. He's not just representing Paul Skeens. He's not just representing his family. He's not just representing LSU. Brian Reynolds and Paul Skeens are representing us, and we gotta hold our end of the deal. Like, that's how I would look at it.
Wouldn't it be sick if, to that end, they surprised everyone and just got a superstar. Or got Luis Robert Jr.
It'd be unbelievable.
Who, by the way, that White Sox team is horrific. That guy's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really good. All right, we got social media's biggest loser coming up next. We got two losers today, one of whom is Shedeur Sanders, the son of, obviously, Primetime, and the quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes football team. Well, he was live streaming himself playing NCAA 25. It came out yesterday. And he was playing as himself for Colorado. And his offensive line goes to hell. And he's scrambling all around the backfield. And he said, "Oh, this is realistic. My guys can't block for nothing." Buddy, you can't do that.
You can't say that about your guys.
You can't throw your dudes under the bus that way, Shedeur. I mean, it's very much what your dad's done. And yeah, last year, I think he took 70-plus sacks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch the clip, it's really funny, dude. Because there's two pass rushers, and he leaves a clean pocket. He runs right into he went all Kenny Pickett. He goes the opposite way. It was his fault. I understand he did a lot of that himself last year. Shedeur Sanders did. I'd be real pissed if I were his teammates, though.
It's been happening since they've got there. You think they're going to be good this year?
I was just going to ask you. No. I think outside shot of a bowl.
Yeah.
But I was looking at the video game ratings of all the Big 12 teams, and that's not the be-all, end-all, obviously. Best team, 86. Worst team, 81. Like, there's a whole bunch of average, I think, of the Big 12 this year, and I don't think apart from the skill positions that they're average. I think they're going to have a tough time actually going to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think they go to a lower bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win some games. They're going to do what they did last year, shock some people initially, and then they'll come back down to earth.
They are the worst team ever to be everyone's Super Bowl. You know, like, yep. Usually there's target on their back. LSU, Penn State, all these great teams. They've got a target on their back, and they're not very good.
Right.
So they got everybody's best coming their way. Like, they battled hard against Colorado State last year, in fact. And then here's the second social media's biggest loser. So on MLB's official account, they posted a graphic. Managerial decisions. Which all-star starter is your pick? And they listed the bona fides for Paul Skeens and Corbin Burns. And they wrote, "You're the all-star game manager. Who is your starting pitcher?" And Callis quote tweeted it and said, "I'm sorry, but there's a couple different ways that this question is dumb." What's dumb about it?
Well, you'd obviously choose Paul Skeens. That's the first one. But in broader context, what does all-star game manager mean? You gave me the starters for each league. They're clearly the best in their leagues. Who am I playing as the all-star game manager?
You playing the NL or the AL?
Is this Team USA? Are we going up against another country? is this just an exhibition against Japan or something? Like, what? Like, all-star game manager, that's not a thing. You're a league manager for an all-star team.
How much time did you spend thinking about that?
Yeah, seriously.
2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I read it and I said, that's so dumb. Because I would obviously choose Skeens, but then I read the question again, and I'm like, all-star game man? What?
Who's the second best pitcher in baseball right now?
Sale.
I'd go Sale, Scooble would be my next two. That kid from Detroit is money. And he's been so good in the AL. He might be the best pitcher in the AL.
Mm-hmm.
He gets none of the coverage Skeens gets. Because Skeens is doing it as a 1-1 guy who was pitching in the College World Series last year, for God's sakes. All right. First pitch from Skeens. What's he throw?
102.
Callis?
100.8 miles per hour.
You're such a jack. I think he's going to throw a splinker. Splinker at the knees at 95 miles an hour. Just to show him he's got it.
He's definitely going fastball.
What if he just throws 105 and it hits Kwan in the ass?
Oh, my God.
He'd never get up. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll have full Skeens reaction tomorrow starting at 5:40. Up next, the Joe Starkey Show, and it is Fan Weather Now, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, hot, high 90.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.